Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. How are we going?
I mean, is Mark McGowan still making you laugh, Vickers?
Last night in bed, I chuckled to myself,
man.
Which must be weird for the person lying next to you, Chris.
The person lying next to you. Okay, I'll narrow it down.
Who is it today?
It was my partner.
No, it could have been any of the children. But anyway, it did make me chuckle. I was still thinking about a piece of audio you brought us on the project last night.
Yes.
Mark McGowan, the WA Premier.
Yes, he was talking about drugs getting smuggled over the border or anything getting smuggled over the border, because the new worry is that grey nomads, the oldies, are they getting checked as well? And this was his response.
But they currently get checked, just so you understand, when you come across the border. I'm very familiar with elderly couples coming across the border with caravans, just so you know. They get checked for apples, for tomatoes, for bananas. And currently we're able to find out whether or not they have meth on them.
So good.
Not even just like drugs.
That's why it made me laugh so much, because I knew it was about drugs and I thought he was going to say drugs.
Yeah, or even marijuana.
I know, meth.
So hardcore.
He kept going. He kept talking. I watched nearly the whole presser and he kept adding to it. Like he'd have another thought and he'd be like, meth and heroin. What kind of drug bingo game are you playing,
but
Mr. McGowan?
I'm also just imagining this caravan, like convoy of old men.
Mate, I'm imagining Mavis driving the RV from Breaking Bad.
Yes.
And being like, quick, chuck a few tomatoes around, throw them off the scent there, Doris. They'll find the tomatoes. Oh, Doris, you've done the dumbest thing ever. What? You've hidden the meth in the tomatoes.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
If you could bring anything back from the 90s, what would it be?
Oh, tie-dye t-shirts.
They're back.
Are they?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. No, I didn't mean that. Sorry. Oh, I got my words wrong.
Okay.
Hypercolor t-shirts.
Oh, they're fun.
Because I never got one when I was a kid. Because I didn't get anything cool when I was a kid, mate.
Oh,
I told you about those stud-up trackies. My mum always just either made or bought rip-offs. And so with those stud-up pants, I got two stripe ones. And mum was like, no one will notice they're not Adidas. I'm like, Mum. It's the first thing.
Tie-dye was so fun, and hypercolor was
hypercolor.
Awesome.
And even when kids wore them and then they just got hypercolor
sweat
patches, I was still jealous. I'm like, I'd kill for those sweat patches. What would
was
you...
there ever hypercolor pants?
Are you wondering if the crutch
hypercolored
up?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Hey, hot crutch.
I just was thinking, I don't think it'd be as cool then.
No, I mean, literally.
Turned color.
Yeah. We could do that.
What?
We could make...
We've got a lot of things we've agreed to make.
I know, we've
got to
make our shoes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God, that was actually
it.
We've got one thing. I started a list and then realised it's just shoes.
So, some exciting news I woke up to this morning.
Yes.
Mystery flights are coming back.
Is this just, because I was just about to ask, what's your thing from the 90s?
My thing from the 90s, the thing that I always wanted to do and never got to do was a mystery flight. You'd rock up at the airport. It was usually an Ansett. I remember Ansett having them.
Yeah.
You get to the airport and then they just whisk you away somewhere and you never knew where it was going to be, and then you'd just like get off the flight and you'd be in another place.
That's how flights work.
No, but you didn't know. So it was exciting because you didn't know where you'd end up.
Yeah.
But didn't it have it on the gate?
No, they'd keep it all secret, I reckon.
Mystery,
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I never went on one, but I'm assuming they kept it all
as
secret.
Well, yeah.
And because I grew up in WA, we were so far away from anything that a mystery flight was always exciting because it would take you to the East Coast.
Or would it? Maybe to just take
just
you down to Margaret River.
To Bali.
Which would be beautiful as well. It's always to Bali.
and no one's ever unhappy about it. They're like, great. That's where I wanted to come anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that was the only thing. I wondered if you ever ended up somewhere where you did not want to be.
Well, and I also imagine, like, say, if you think... If you bank on Bali and then it takes you to Hobart, are you then freezing your tits off in Hobart wearing a bintang singlet?
If you've taken your bikini and you need a full light.
Or you're on a beach wearing your snow jacket.
Yeah. Look, I hadn't thought through those things. As a kid, you don't normally think much about the attire
the logistics
and the packing.
Of packing.
No, you just think about the excitement of going on a mystery flight because they're bringing it back. Qantas is bringing it back, obviously because of the travel issue that's been happening and people aren't flying as much.
They don't know where they're going to be allowed to fly. So they
where
book
the borders
it,
are going to shut. Yeah. So if it's just a mystery, we can take them wherever we can.
They're all mystery flights, guys. You can fly somewhere.
Well, apparently they've got hints of where the flights might go. So if you leave from Brisbane, it says ideal for people who love country hospitality, gourmet food and the great outdoors. But Sydney says passengers will be given a taste of the tropics, so that you'd pack something like a bikini.
Oh, so they'll swap.
Yeah. Melbourne also will enjoy the great outdoors. A lot of outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens is you get on this mystery flight and then you land and you have an entire day's worth of itinerary and you just go do it. It's all planned for you.
It's a camp.
Yeah, and then you come home.
And then you get
home.
Back that, it's a day trip?
I think so. Let's see. Is it a day trip?
Because I think this sounds bad.
Day on the ground. Yeah. Flights.
I don't think this sounds good at all.
They did during the pandemic do flights to somewhere where you'd stay overnight somewhere, but I think mystery flights just
No, they did flights to nowhere in the pandemic.
It says flights to somewhere.
Didn't they do those ones that just went up and did like a loop around and they sold out?
In 10 minutes. Yeah, they've written, I don't know if that's a producer who's written flights to nowhere.
Oh, who have we
somewhere.
Got a fire? Oh, my God.
Someone, no one.
Oh, God.
I want to know from people, 13, 10, 60, yeah. Did you get on a mystery flight?
I thought you were going to say, which producer should we fire?
In the 90s. I want to know, are they good? Do I sign up
right.
for one?
Right, mystery flyers.
Mystery flyers.
Give us a call, because I reckon they suck.
13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is the latest one from Pink and her daughter Willow. It's called Cover Me in Sunshine. It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 13, 10, 60, have you been on a mystery flight?
They're bringing back the 90s mystery flight. You just jump on a plane, you don't know where you're going, you end up somewhere else and you spend the day there and then you come home at the end of the day.
And I'm a bit sus on it because I reckon it's just because of border closures and they're just saying it's a mystery flight because they don't know where they're going to be allowed to fly. But you think it's a great idea.
But even if it is, there is that motive there. I don't really care. I love it. I want to be blindfolded. I want to... Oh, do you think they blindfold you?
No.
No? I thought that was part of the fun and you sit on the plane blindfolded.
Do
guess
you?
It's a long time to sit on the plane blindfolded.
Mick, did you sit on the plane blindfolded?
No, not quite.
Okay.
I actually, out of the four of us, I was the only one that knew where we were going because you could find out midnight the night before.
Oh, and so where did you take off from?
We took off from Melbourne and ended up in Perth because it was a two-nighter.
Yeah.
And we stayed at the Perth International for two nights. It was fantastic. Never been there before, but it was great.
How fun and what a thrill. What was the most exciting bit, Mick?
Well, actually ended up in Perth because, like I said, none of us had been there before. And for $199 to fly across Australia, it was pretty bloody cheap
at the
time.
And all you've got to do is sit with a blindfold on for 4.5 hours. Hey, Mick, at what point did you said you were the only one out of the four of you that knew. At what point did the others realise? Is it when you land or is it when you've been up there that long?
Be looking out the window.
When you turn up, because I had to tell them which gate to go to, and sure enough, you look up on the board and it tells you where you're going.
So we thought it might have said mystery flight. Does it say Perth or wherever you're going?
No.
Oh, that's not fun. Yeah. I want to sit on the plane.
Oh, she's turning on the mystery flight.
I want to be blindfolded and I want no one to know until the destination. Till
sounds like you just need to tell Chris to blindfold you and not tell you where you're going. This could be the best.
I'm a control freak. I'd hate that bit.
Chris, don't tell me, but we are going to Byron.
Samantha, have you been on a mystery flight?
No, I haven't, but I used to work for Ansett. We used to sell a whole heap of mystery flights.
Not enough to keep Ansett in the air.
and so for $99, you could, you know, who knows where you'd end up.
Okay.
Was anyone ever disappointed with the destination?
Absolutely. So I had a customer, I was based in Canberra at the time. I had a customer who decided they wanted to go from Sydney because there was a more of a chance of going somewhere up north to Queensland, and she ended up getting a mystery flight to Canberra.
We know you wanted the Great Barrier Reef, but here's Parliament House. Great, let's go to Marina. G'day, Marina. No, okay, worth a shot.
Susie? Are you there, Suze? No.
What's happened, Jesse? G'day, Susie.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, okay. You're just a bit slow on the fingers there, Jesse.
I'm sorry.
No, Susie, don't you dare apologise. It wasn't you. It was Jesse. He's just, did you not do your finger warm-up?
Sorry, mate, I haven't stretched yet.
Okay.
It's only still early in the show.
Susie, when was your mystery flight?
We went 2 years ago for my husband's 40th.
2 years ago? Are they doing mystery flights 2 years ago?
Pickers said these haven't been around since the 90s.
I thought they hadn't.
No, we did. We wanted to do something special for him, so a couple of our friends and we went to Brisbane.
Hold on. So you organised a mystery flight or you went on an official mystery flight?
Oh, no. We didn't know where we were going. You could find out, but we said no. But then a couple of days before, they give you an email and tell you where you're going.
But it stops being a mystery.
Because you've just got to take a leaf out of my book. What? If you get drunk enough before your flight, every flight's a mystery flight.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it. Thanks to Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit. It's available in lace-up and slip-on designs. You can try them now in-store or shop online at skechers.com.au.
Have you seen that one of your exes is in the news today?
I have not.
No?
What have they done?
Well, they're fun. I can say that much.
Really?
Yes.
Pregnant to someone else?
To you.
No, not pregnant.
Definitely not pregnant.
Okay.
No, what they have done, I will tell you next. I'm sure it is going to bring a smile to your face.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll stick around.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, Golden Globes happened this week, yeah?
Yes.
Weren't the usual Golden Globes. They were done, I was going to say virally. That sounds gross.
Hey, they were done virally, but virally Zoom.
They were done...
via links, via...
Yeah, but what's the word I'm looking
Zoom.
For? Zoom. They were done virtually.
Remotely. Oh,
virtually.
Sorry. Okay.
V word.
Play a song, Jesse. We are done.
Anyway, there was no after parties, or except there were, though, for some people, including Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish, funny, funny woman, Girls Trip, Night School, Secret Life of Pets...
What?
Keep
Girls
going.
Trip, Night School.
Don't interrupt
just some
her.
Some of the movies she's been in. I'm on her IMDb. That's what it says.
Girls Trip, Night School. You know them.
The kitchen.
What was your
she
favorite
was
bit about Night
in
School?
2019. Did you see The Kitchen?
Jeez, yeah, it's been a long time since you've been into The Kitchen.
Lego Movie 2.
Okay.
Like a Boss. You want me to continue? You know who I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway,
I love her.
She had an after party.
Common's girlfriend.
At a who's Common?
Common, the rapper. Anyway,
okay.
Do
you want to list some Common
He was from The Kitchen. Girls Trip.
Anyway, she had an after party at her house and I saw this vision and it's the sort of after party you and I, anyone would have. It was the most normal after party. It was in their backyard. There were girls going up and down.
Girls going up and down
on a pole, which everyone's like, what?
But like, after you've just said that's a party that we had.
But like the veranda had a pole and they were like doing up and down movements the way any of us would do in the backyard.
Yeah, of course. The standard veranda pole session that we always have after our survey work drinks.
Anyway, then the cops were called because they can't be having parties at the moment
Locked
over
down.
There because of COVID. She was very
can't
abiding
be working the pole.
And she shut the party down.
Okay, D, with the police? Oh, I gotta take a picture with the police. Oh, it's six of us, so we done shut the block down. Hold up, I'm gonna post it, okay?
Should I message her?
Well, the only reason I bring this to you is because when I think Tiffany Haddish, I just think of you. And I thought it's just a lovely chance to remind people of the time that Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish came on and you and her almost hooked up.
Wait a minute, do he got kids? Oh. Well, my phone number is 310.
Okay, not Tiffany. No, not Tiffany.
We love you both. Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, thank you so much. For
you said you love
thank
me.
You. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
924. Email me at...
Okay, done.
You emailed her, didn't you?
Yeah, she just weirdly writes back every now and then. Like
she
just,
does not.
Yeah. We've talked about this, mate.
No, that was years ago. I thought that was just off the back of the...
Did you get invited to that party?
Hold on. We
that's
can't skip over
said.
This. Even all these years on.
That's why I just said, do you want me to message her?
I thought that was a joke. What do you email each other about?
Sometimes I'll just send her a random email and she'll write back.
Give me one. I need you to find one and give me one.
Oh, do you want me to just email her now and see if she...
I want you to email her now. Okay. That is a fabulous idea.
Okay.
I would like you to also read out some of the ones that you've
I don't,
got
I mean,
from her.
Okay, sure.
Oh, my God. You're emailing like the chick from The Kitchen.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm not feeling confident about the message I send.
The message you sent today to Tiffany Haddish, if you have just joined us.
Sorry, yes. I've been because I've been deep in the moment. Because
you've been off there doing it, but people may have just switched.
Yes.
Tiffany Haddish, well known for the movie The Kitchen. Yep. Girls Trip.
Yeah, Night at the School or something.
Not Night at the Museum. What was the other one? Anyway,
she's a massive stand-up comedian.
Massive stand-up comedian. Very funny woman. We had her on a few years ago, and she took a liking to you, and you took a liking to her, and she gave you her number and her email address. And you've just I've just discovered, you've revealed that you've been messaging her quite a bit.
Not quite a bit.
Oh, you're retracting that?
Well, I thought, because then you said, what are some of the messages? Yes. And then I searched and I'm like, it's absolutely not quite a bit.
Okay.
So I had
when was the last one?
The last one I wrote to her was about, I was up and watching her on Letterman.
Oh, my God.
And I said,
oh, mate.
Hey, babe, just watch you on the TV.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And she must have talked about
gardening. Did you say babe?
No. I said, hey, Tiff, just watching on Letterman, wanted to send you some love from Australia. If you ever need more gardening help, I offer a very reasonable rate. I have no qualifications, but I make up for it with enthusiasm. And she wrote back, hey, Tommy, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Sweet.
I will take you up on that offer.
Oh. That's a very neutral message. That's her being nice, but not interested anymore.
Yeah. I don't think ever interested, to be honest. But anyway.
So did you just message her then?
Yes.
And what did you write to her?
So I wrote, because obviously we were talking about her party getting shut down by the cops.
She had
her
Golden Globes party getting
shut down. And so I just wrote to her and I said, come back to Australia and party. Ours don't get shut down here. Just let me know flight times. I'll meet you at the airport. Yeah.
She knows you're a comedian?
What?
She just thinks you're a stalker. Does she know that that's a joke? Did you a laughy face afterwards or something?
No. Was I meant to put a laughy face? I got told the other day that laughy faces are not a thing anymore.
Well, something to make her not think that you actually are that keen that you meet her at the airport.
I got told people doing those crying faces instead of the laughy faces.
Or whatever.
Faces.
Did you put something
after
that?
Yeah, but then if I put the cry face, she thinks I'll rock up at the airport crying.
Okay, did you put a...
But what if she's into it and you've put a crying face or a laughy face?
I put
a full stop.
No, I put a kiss.
A kiss?
Yeah. I wish I didn't whisper it.
That's right.
Like a kiss, like a little
kiss.
Tiny.
Yeah.
And so you thought my Tinder chat was bad.
This is not Tinder, mate. This is two friends messaging each other.
On email?
Yes.
So intimate. And what was her response?
She wrote back and she said, I'll keep that in mind and let you know.
Okay, this woman doesn't want you to keep messaging
her. Four kisses.
No, that's just her. No, when you go above two, it's just kiss. It means nothing.
Four kisses.
Yeah, it means nothing.
Guess what else?
I've sent four to people before that
There was actually not four kisses. I just added that at the end to give it. There was nothing. No full stop, nothing.
Just I'll keep that in mind.
I'll keep that in mind, let you know.
Yeah, it's time to stop messaging this poor woman.
Poor woman?
Yeah, that's not someone that's engaging. Like, if she was engaged, she'd write a message.
This into, you the other, yeah. I haven't messaged her in over a year. Also,
I'm just saying.
I mean, she came on to Tommy first.
Tommy just said in the last break, yeah, I message her. He put it out there like you've got this thing going on. It's just her being polite to a guy that keeps emailing her.
I don't keep. It's been over a year.
Well, then don't claim that you message her all the time like you did before.
Mate, you can't encourage me to do these things and then when I do, be like, stop harassing people.
I can because it's funny. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon.
If you wonder what we chat about in the breaks, we're just discussing whether tonight on the project for snacks we'll get the cheese and crackers we like.
And they come with onion relish, which we thought at first sounded disgusting.
They are delicious. It's the texture difference between the cheese and the long cracker and the onion relish.
Yeah. I've always put relish in the same category as marmalade,
which is
you've got to be over 70 to enjoy it.
It is an older person's food.
Isn't it?
A chutney and a relish can make a dish.
Oh, I don't know.
Start adding it to your eggs and bacon when you go out for breakfast.
No, mate.
Yes, with a bit of relish.
No.
Mate, I got you onto the cheese and crackers and relish and it's changed your life, has it not?
Yes, it has. Well, it's aged me significantly.
Give it a crack this weekend.
Hey, heaps coming up, including, up next because there is a widely regarded worst fashion item in Australia, and I think we've got to address that maybe we're on the wrong side of the fence. That's next.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon, and coming up a little bit later on, we add the last people to our Sydney Mardi Gras parade.
Right now, I would definitely buy them again. Five stars. Love these. Five stars. Great shoe.
Oh, you're talking about the thing that we need to talk about. I was like, why are you just reading reviews of something?
Great shoe for active boys. Five stars. And that's active boy. I'm an active boy.
I need that.
I need a great shoe for me. And that's only $29.99.
$29. And that gets you a great shoe for an active boy.
Extremely comfy and fit is perfect. 4 stars.
No one's saying anything about how they look, though, because I know this item that you're talking about.
I'd buy these again. In fact, refer a friend to get these. Great value.
Are they nurses?
No.
Because I know nurses love these for the exact reason that they're popular.
Yeah.
Because they're easily washable. So it's great for nurses.
This review is interesting. We should mention we are talking about Crocs, of course. This review is interesting because it just is one word, 5 stars, and the one word is Crocs. It's a good review there. I should point out these are from the Crocs website.
These reviews?
Yes. So I think they might be a little biased.
They are. Go find something else.
Well, this is what we were chatting to G Flip on our show, but also on the project last night. And she has made a Croc collaboration.
I didn't realise how much she loved a Croc.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was not very complimentary of them on the show last night.
Well, should we talk about Crocs then? You love Crocs. You're the only one. What do I not know that you know about Crocs? Give me the sell.
Have you ever tried a pair of Crocs on, Tommy?
Oh, no, mate.
That's where you're going wrong. You just need to try them on. They're so comfy. If you get some dirt on them, you just can get the hose out, wash them down. They float in water if you lose them in the surf. They're the best shoe.
But you know why they float in the water, don't you? Because even the ocean goes, nah, these are shit out.
The 5 stars is the only shoes I wear.
And then we discussed with G Flip more about the Croc, and I didn't know that Bieber had a collaboration with Crocs, Ruby Rose, Drew Barrymore, Gene Simmons has, look at that, Crocs, has been kissified. They've got their own Crocs.
Gene Simmons. He is of the age where the comfort would be appreciated because...
But I didn't know that Bieber had a Croc.
No.
Post Malone has a series of Crocs.
I know.
Because I'm more of a Birkenstock kind of girl.
I mean...
I think
want to be an active boy, is that what you
When I want to be an active girl, yes. I put on my Birkenstocks, which I also know are quite daggy. I get that, but they're for comfort.
Well, I've been embarrassingly wearing Havaianas still, and maybe
they're just so 2005.
So passe. Yeah.
Yours, because the thing with your Havaianas, have you noticed that your feet are too big for your Havaianas?
Yeah, my Havaianas are too small.
Are they your Havaianas?
I wear them, yeah.
Because your toe is about a sort of almost all of your big toe hangs
I'm almost a foot
top.
Over.
And the actual thong itself is worn down so far at the toe that there's really nothing left.
Yeah, it's paper thin. I so often it happens, you know, when you take a step that's too big in Havaianas and the thong catches and drags and then your nail catches and drags.
You know
that's
what
every
I'm
second
hearing.
Step.
You know what I'm hearing?
Croc endorsement.
You need to wear Crocs, mate.
I need to wear Crocs. I want to speak.
And I've thought of another good thing about it.
Yes.
It would cover your manky toe.
I know. I've already thought of this. I want to speak to people who have crocked and loved it and, unlike the Croc website, crocked and hated it. Crockers, give us a call, 131060. Let us know your thoughts.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday, Arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. And on 131060, we're talking Crocs. Are we on board or not on board, guys?
Sorry, guys. I had a micro sleep there. Wow. I was thinking about Delishkits. Sorry.
But not now. We were talking earlier about our love for cheese and bickies, and now you've spent the last song thinking about creating a line of biscuits called Delishkits.
Delicious
give it
biscuits.
Away before you...
Yeah.
Yeah. But sorry, it's not worth it.
We're talking about Crocs now. Your line of Crocs that you're going to bring out.
Because I had a crack at G Flip and her love for Crocs last night on the project, and then I thought maybe are we being unfair? I've never actually tried Crocs on. Let's go to Croc. Lovers, haters, but people that have actually worn them.
I buy them for my kids. My kids wear Crocs.
Yes, and you notoriously buy them horrible presents.
That's true. Christy, are you a Croc lover or hater?
Absolutely love them.
Do you? And Christy, is it anything but the comfort?
The comfort. It's all about the comfort. Although they do have some nice looking ones these days.
What makes a nice looking one?
Less chunky, I guess.
Oh, a slimline Croc. Do they have the little things on them?
Little belly bits? Flat.
and all sorts of cute
they
ones.
They do ballet flats. I don't think they're the Crocs that Tommy's talking about.
Christy, what happened to masseur sandals?
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember those?
I do. They're way worse than Crocs.
Are they?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ones, they're awful.
Yeah. They were like, they're a massage for your feet.
And then they'd start to wear down in the pressure points.
Good on, Christy. Let's go to Ethan. Ethan, are you a Croc lover or a hater?
Oh, mate, I love them.
Do you? And so is it the look or is it the comfort?
Oh, it's the comfort, but this is a bit controversial, this one.
Yeah, I love
the shoes, but there's a certain group of people that I don't enjoy when they wear them.
Talk to me.
It's the socks, mate. When you see them coming and you're like, oh, would you look at this Croc soccer?
Ethan, although I have not delved into the Croc world, I wear a slide with a sock and a lot of people have a similar disdain for that. Do you hate that too?
Oh, mate, I'm sure I could come up with a word for that one.
Okay, good. Probably not suitable for our show, but thank you, Ethan.
Jamie, have you got your Crocs on now as we speak?
No, I do not because I cannot.
Oh, you're not a Croc soccer?
No, not at all.
You're not even, I was about to say something. No.
Why do you dislike them so much, Jamie?
They're really ugly and they're so uncomfortable.
They're so you have worn them, James?
Your heel gets stuck in them. Yes, I have, unfortunately.
Your heel gets stuck in them. How does that happen?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, although here is a funny one you can come to mention about the Crocs, my mother-in-law actually turned up to court one day wearing a pair of Crocs.
So she was guilty.
No, let's go
to Kale. G'day, Kale.
Hello.
Kale, all right, are you quite young, Kale? How old are you?
I'm 13.
And are you wearing Crocs? Is this what young, cool people are doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm not right now, but I've got a pair of rainbow Crocs at home.
They sound awesome. Anyone else in your family wearing Crocs?
Yeah, my dad got married in them.
Did he?
Were they both wearing Crocs?
No, just my dad.
And obviously his bride rocked up, saw the Crocs and ran off and the wedding didn't happen, Kale?
No, my mum didn't, but all the groom did. I did. And I had a little goose with me walking down the aisle as well.
A goose?
You had a goose?
Yeah. Did the goose have Crocs on?
No.
Idiot.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 5, we're going to try and give away $2,000 with the time game.
Oh, damn. Hey, still later this hour, Bickers. You did the feta, that Instagram cooking
challenge,
TikTok
not
thing.
Not well, but I did it.
The pasta thing. Yes. You know how it was like the biggest thing in the kitchen? We've got the next biggest thing coming up
Speaking
soon.
Speaking of bigger things, up next, want to come party with Troy Sivan and me at Mardi Gras?
What do I have to do?
Call us now, 13 10 60. We're giving away the final tickets.
Hey!
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Spark
up. Celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQIA plus art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
Carrie and Tommy. Light up, fire up, rise up. For the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Oh
my. 3 more sleeps. Oh. I'm getting excited.
It's so exciting, Bickers. Who are we talking to
We've
today?
We've got one more spot. Well, 2 more spots, but for one pair.
Yes.
Just to get really specific.
Let's speak to one of those pair now.
Why do we turn everything into a maths chat? Maybe that's my
what
fault.
What percentage of the pair are we talking to? I think we've got 50%. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Look, we're pretty great. You're coming with us to Mardi Gras. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. And I know somebody else who will be too.
Who is that person that would be super excited?
That would be my daughter.
Tell us about your daughter.
She is 16. Her name's Beth. Last year, she came out to me and her dad and the rest of her friends. We're just super proud that she was able to know that about herself at such a young age. And I've known people that have sort of struggled with it through their 20s and even into their 30s. So I think knowing it and owning it then is just huge.
How is it? Obviously, you know, you sound like a very loving and accepting and caring mum. How was the reaction from all her friends and stuff like that?
Unfortunately, some friends were not as supportive as others. There were some that sort of turned out not to be great friends after that. But she has had some that really, really showed how great they were, especially her dance family.
Mm.
And they've just been amazing with her.
You mentioned dance family. Ooh. This is very helpful because you know, Beck, that there's a bit of dancing involved in the parade.
Oh, she's a dancer. She'll do it.
What about you, Beck? How do you feel about the dancing component?
Well, I'm a dance mom, so I'm used to supporting in that way.
No, you're going to actually have to do some curry, babe. So I'm just going to warn you, maybe Beth can help you with that.
Okay. Well, good luck to everyone that has to watch, but sure.
I find a cheeky, am I allowed to encourage a cheeky drink beforehand? Not for your 16-year-old daughter, obviously.
But it's a weird time to be encouraging
No, I was just drink. Saying, if you're nervous about dancing, a drink always.
We'll have a champers together, Beck.
Yeah.
Sure.
We are so excited to have you there, Beck, and to have Beth there as well. We can't wait to celebrate with the LGBTQIA plus communities. I know you can too. So pass on our love to Beth, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
We are celebrating 2 weeks of LGBTQIA plus art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our next guest is an unconventional cooking superstar. If you haven't heard of Nat's What I Reckon, you're probably in the minority. 100 million views across all the socials.
So if you think like Matt Preston, George Columbaris, all of those things, then think the opposite of that.
Yeah.
And that's what Nat's What I Reckon is.
Yeah, this is a bit of him in action.
There's a lot of shit that frightens me about the 80s. My childhood, for example. But not many things scare the shit out of me quite as much as people cooking a roast chicken in the microwave.
Pop it into the microwave for 22 minutes on full power and off we go.
He now has a brand new cookbook out. It is called Uncook Yourself, and he joins us now. Mr. What I Reckon, g'day.
G'day, how you going?
Mate, we're fine. But more importantly, did you think you were going to take the world by storm as much as you have?
No, not really. No, but I'm spending a good time.
Oh, mate, you're teaching a friend of mine who like honestly couldn't even cook like banana bread, didn't even have a banana bread tin. She's that hopeless in the kitchen. Cooked a full roast chicken the other day because of you, and she sent the clip to me and said, you have to speak to this man. He has changed my life. You're changing lives, man.
I'm glad I can help.
I mean, you're changing lives. You're also changing Carrie Bickmore's language because I've never heard her call anyone man before.
It's all very cool. All very cool.
Nat, how did this start?
How did the channel start? It's been just me wanting to take the piss and lighten the load a little bit. It's just, you know, I don't find a lot of stuff that's apparently normal in life, particularly normal. I find it quite funny. And so I've been on a bit of a mission to have a bit of a laugh about it all for a while now. It wasn't until the kind of impending doom of lockdown that I decided to pivot to a bit of a hang some on the jarred sauce. We can have a laugh about something indoors together.
We have a little bit of your jarred sauce.
Oh, yeah, the fury
here. Let's have a listen.
What's going on, jailbirds? You're locked up in your house and you're still buying jar sauce. You know how I know you're buying jar sauce? So I've been to the shops and I've seen people buying this. This is one of the worst offenders of them all. Carbonara, my cheese powder, onion thickener, yeast extract, chives. If that's carbonara pasta sauce, I'm the president of Australia.
I want to know, have you had a jar sauce? Have you had someone reach out and offer
like an
endorsement to make a jar sauce that's not like jar sauce?
Well, we've had a few interesting things, but not something quite that direct, okay. No.
What are some of the interesting things?
Oh, you know, like branded things like, you know, cooking implements and all sorts of kind of fun like that. But in the past, I've even had like superannuation.
I mean, it would certainly make it interesting. Because soup is a pretty boring topic. You would make people care about super.
So I think at the time I had about $1,300 in my super too, so I wasn't super passionate about it.
When did you become passionate about the kitchen? Like, did you cook as a kid?
Not so much as a kid, but it's kind of kicked in my 20s when I was on the dole a lot. I think I just got kind of sick of eating garbage.
I spent a fair bit of time on the dole. How long did you spend on the dole?
6-7 years, I think.
Oh, you beat me.
How long were you on for?
Oh, just under 4 years, and I had to do a course to make myself employable. Did you have to do one of those?
I think they tried to start getting me to do that, and I think I did actually go to a couple of like resume writing courses and stuff like that. I don't know, there wasn't much on the resume. It doesn't matter how well I'd written it.
Hey, I've got to ask. So my partner has just started. He's decided, I think, that he wants to cook more, and he doesn't want it to be a thing that I do in the house and he can't do, because he's very competitive. But he doesn't know the basics, so he does stuff that I think is going to land us all in hospital. He once got campylobacter from raw chicken a few years ago. And the other day he had the runs from this salmon dish he cooked. Can you just confirm for me, is it possible to eat salmon from the freezer, right? So he bought up pasta, and then he just put frozen salmon steaks into the pasta container, and then just did a lot of mashing around, add some creme fraiche and some peas. I don't even think he turned up the heat that much. So I think the salmon might still have been raw. Can you just eat salmon out of the freezer raw, or would that make you sick?
I don't know. I'm the person to ask here. But I'm not sure about frozen salmon. I don't know.
That's what we've been discussing in the morning. What's the difference?
Too many contributing factors, yeah.
Generally, in your experience, Nat, if your method of cooking food is to just bash it with a hammer, is that good?
I suppose if you're making mash, then it's not too bad. It depends what you're going for.
I thought the creme fraiche would save it, but the creme fraiche didn't save it.
Yeah, some people are into that. I reckon whatever floats your goat.
Hey, Nat, you're doing a live tour as well. What can people expect from you on stage?
A lot. There's a lot going on there. We've now included some cooking things in there too, because we wrote the tour before we'd made any of these cooking videos, and we kind of started selling it. But we've adjusted it a little to suit the cooking gang. But, there's a lot going on and a lot of swearing.
That's a hell of a lot to add at a last minute to a stage show. Guys, we need a full kitchen on stage. Everybody, if you want to go check out Nat's What I Reckon, like I said, his book is called Uncook Yourself. He's on tour at the moment. Just head to the website, natswhatireckon.com. Hey, Nat, thank you, mate.
Legend, thank you so much, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Will today be the day that we find someone who has won with time and can beat this incredible performance?
Stop.
Ooh, felt pretty good.
5.
Oh.
Point.
Oh.
0.
Oh.
What's
2.
Oh.
Wow! Close, but no cigar. That means this week, the jackpot is up to...
$2,000!
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
It's going to go off when we least expect it. You know that, yeah?
Well, probably when we're playing the game, though. What do you mean?
I just mean...
Just in the middle of Bitmore's
bits? We're just assuming no one will ever get it, and then they're going to get it at some point, and we're just going to be unprepared. Jess's little fingers are not going to be prepared.
This is not a bad idea, because for any call topic that we do, if the listener says start, we just have to start the clock, and they say stop after 5 seconds.
And if they get it right, we give it away mid-show as well.
Yeah,
making life real.
I mean, it's always again, mate. It's always going to be mid-show, because that's when we do our content.
Good to speak
during
at night.
Our show. Oh God, imagine
someone's
if the time
lying in
game
bed and they go start, stop.
Imagine if the time game went off and we didn't get it in our show. G'day, Sharon.
Hello.
Welcome to the Nut House. Do you understand the game?
I do now.
Okay, that's good. So, Jesse, over to you.
Start.
Stop.
That wasn't
felt
bad.
Felt good, Sharon.
How'd you feel about it, Sharon?
Oh, I feel comfortable. I'm doing my fingers. I was going one cat, dog, two cat, dog, two.
Oh, dog, cat,
did
dog.
You miss the and? Because it's cat and dog.
Is it?
No. Yes. I work with children, so you have to always go cat, dog.
Yeah, but are they children that are good with time, or have you thrown them off for the rest of their lives?
They're kinder.
Okay. Sharon, by my calculations, you'll be incorrect. But Jesse, over to you.
5.
Ooh. Ooh, not bad, Sharon.
Point.
Ooh.
4-3.
Oh, think if you'd thrown those ands in there, it would have been even longer. Sorry, Sharon. I've given you a bum steer. Thank you. G'day, Marina.
Good day. How are you?
Marina, that was one out of Carrie's bag.
When she people say, yeah, I'm great, and I go, good. No, that's not what happens. What happens? They say, what's up? And
they say
great.
Hello, and you say, good.
I was going to say good morning. I don't know. I was just totally gone.
It's okay, mate. You only need to be good at time, not talking. Are you ready, Marina?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go.
Stop.
Felt a little on the slew side.
I had a little snooze.
Jesse.
6.19.
Whoa. Thank you, though, Marina.
One more time. Come on. Let's give one more shot.
You meant give another one to Marina.
No, Dylan. Yeah. We've got time for one more.
Yeah.
Come on, Dylan.
Go.
I want to give away the $2,000.
It's only
let's
5 seconds,
do this.
Mate. Got okay.
Okay. Good.
Start.
Stop.
I didn't pay attention. I'm so sorry, Dylan.
What?
Jesse. No, it's okay. I don't
sorry,
need to.
We were having a little chat about the show while you were counting
Yes. Jesse needs to pay attention. Jesse, did you pay attention?
I did.
Okay. And how did Dylan go?
5. Points. 8-6.
Oh! We'll be back next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2,100.
Yay!
Great.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Tech Bits.
Here we go now. Giving you a bit of technology in my bits today. Start with Instagram.
Yes.
It's launched a new feature. It's now going to allow 4 creators in live rooms. So if you've ever been in a live room, they're usually with one other person, similar to Facebook Live. But they're
Instagram
wanting people to do more stuff, you know, Q&As, jam sessions with musicians. I think all of this has come because of the pandemic. So now they're allowing 4 creators.
Is anyone watching an Instagram Live jam session?
Mate, you're the one that asked me to bring this piece of information.
Yeah, I like it. I reckon
there's lots of people who are watching Instagram Live jam sessions.
I just realised I watched Q&A and stuff. Eli, just talk, mate. Yeah, talk.
He doesn't have a mic near him. That's why he's not talking.
Yeah, but we can hear him if he says it, other than guessing what the words would be.
Our Menulog talent show. That was good.
Our Menulog talent show.
See, we could have had 4 then.
Actually, I wish 4. You didn't talk in hindsight. Sometimes I get it wrong. Stick to the mime next time, big guy. what are the tech bits you got?
If you're not on Instagram Live, you might be on Zoom. Yeah, it was the thing in the thorn in
our
backside.
Do a talent show on that as well.
That I thought was going to end at the end of last year. I thought we'd all move on from Zoom in 2021, and here we are zooming again. Yeah. I thought Zoom was over so much that I made a goodbye Zoom song. Do you remember that?
No, we've
got
to go. Hang on, give me.
No, I don't want your ID number, no. I don't want to give you mine, and no. I don't want to meet you nowhere. Meetings are just a waste of time, no.
It was a good song.
It was so good. That was so good. Do you remember that? There was that. And that went so well. And I remember at the time we were like, you should do a song a week. How many songs have we done since then?
Wait, it took so long. Like my TikToks. My whole life.
Remember when we were going to do the biggest house party?
Were we?
Yes. Remember when house party was a thing? And then we were like let's do house parties on the show. And then like a week later, we're like, what was house party again?
Zoom is so much still a thing that in the last 3 months, how much do you think they have made?
Tell me in the article that I also wanted to talk about.
Sales have jumped 369%
to
$1.14 billion in the 3 months to January 31. Yes.
How?
And then this line really threw me. It said Zoom finished its financial year with 467,000 business customers with more than 10 employees. And I was like, what?
With more than 10 employees.
Zoom's only got like just a bit more than 10 employees and it's running a $1.14 billion business.
And they all work from home.
Is it? 467,000 customers who have 10 employees or more. So big companies, they're saying.
Oh, so how many employees does Zoom have?
Well, Interesting you ask. Also in the article. In 2019, 1,700 staff. Now, 3,800.
Oh, my God.
Last bit of tech news.
Talk to me.
It's a bit of a stretch, but vaccine development is a technology of sorts.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, yeah, she pledged $1 million
oh, that's the stretch.
To COVID-19 vaccine research, the Moderna vaccine, last year. And everyone was like, amazing, what an awesome woman. Well, today she got that Moderna shot. She got the vaccine in her arm. And look what she's done with her little...
I can do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious.
I couldn't love Dolly Parton
her and
anymore.
I should collaborate on a song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just present in my Zoom bit.
Get on the Zoom.
Do it together. We could do it across Instagram live with two other people. Four of us.
Get Menulog involved again.
Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.